So, have you thought any more about your birthday?
Kat asks excitedly. I told you this topic is not open for discussion. Suze looks at me.
29. Nearly 30. That's frightening. Speeding towards 40 now.
Yes, Suze. I give her a filthy look. I am very aware of the fact I'm ageing. Can you please stop emailing me that picture with all the cats at the door saying that they've heard I'm nearly 40 and not married?
But it's funny.
At least you have some love interest this year. Better than last year. She tilts her head, studying me. Although I never hear you having sex.
Suze, I say, gritting my teeth. Stop keeping tabs on my bedroom routine.
You need to do something regularly for it to become a routine. I suck in sharply. She has a point.
It's hard to make time. I'm working such long hours, I snap defensively.
After a while, the sex goes on the back burner, doesn't it, Kat?
Kat frowns.
Not for me. I mean, you two are still in the honeymoon period. It's been about 8 months, right?
The three of them study me from the sofa.
Why, Charlie? How often are you and Ben having sex?
Kat asks. The question rattles me.
Oh, well, you know, as often as we can.
I trail off, trying to remember the last time.
Once a week?
It depends. I've been exhausted recently with work and everything. She stares at me.
Okay, so when was the last time?
I gulp.
Maybe 4 weeks ago?
4 weeks?
Stevie shakes his head, laughing.
He's definitely getting it elsewhere.
He is not, I shoot back defensively. Mind you, if he is, then it would mean I wouldn't have to when I'm tired. What am I saying? I haven't wanted to lately, I admit.
Bloody waste of cock, Sue snorts.
Ben is damn gorgeous.
If you don't want it, I will.
You don't want to, Kat shrills. Charlie, you need to have sex with your boyfriend. That's the difference between a boyfriend and a friend.
I know that, I wail, slumping into the chair. I just don't want to anymore. I wish I could. I used to be good at pretending that I liked it every now and then, and I did that at least once a week. Maybe twice if I was drunk enough. But recently I just haven't been able to. I gulp a large mouthful of wine.
But why don't you like it?
Kat asks. I think for a second. I get distracted. I'm bored. Now it kind of feels like a chore. Like hoovering.
Distracted?
Kat repeats, distraught.
Hoovering?
Doesn't your mind ever wander when you're having sex? I ask.
Not really. I'm pretty much always thinking about the task at hand.
She smirks at Stevie and I grimace.
So what do you get distracted by?
I think back. The last time we had sex, the Seattle office had an open issue that I just couldn't get resolved, so I...
You got distracted by work? Stevie interjects, laughing his head off. That poor bloke. It must be like having sex with a cardboard box.
I narrow my eyes at him.
Charlie, Kat hesitates. Is it sex or sex with Ben?
What do you mean? I return dismissively. I love Ben, obviously, so it's nothing to do with him. It's me.
Yes, but if you think about it, you also love Barney.
I can't believe she just compared my boyfriend to my old dog.